Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net. And my guest this morning is Mark Falanga, who is Senior VP with MMPI. And those are the people who put on the merchandise, Mart, in Chicago. So how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Kemp?
I'm doing well. So your big event, one of your biggest events, I think, up there at the Merchandise Mart, starts next week, NeoCon, runs from June 15th to the 17th. So I thought it'd be good to maybe the people that are planning to go, maybe talk a little bit about what they might expect.
We expect a strong show this year. Again, this is really an industry-defining event, and it's the NeoCon is really the show around which manufacturers introduce their new products for the year. And this year, there will be no shortage of new products. So we have, I would first say that all of our showrooms are occupied. We're at 100% occupancy, and we have almost full occupancy on our 7th and 8th floors with the temporary exhibitors. Mm-hmm. And in total, we'll have over 700 contract or commercial furnishings companies exhibiting here. And if you add in the other companies that are participating in the show, we have about 1,000 manufacturers in total. So there's an enormous amount to see in about 1 million square feet of space. And our best of NeoCon entries, which is really the best benchmark for companies introducing new products, was at about 300 this year. So we had 300 companies submitting their entries or their submissions for the best of NeoCon products, which is just about what we get year in and year out. So it's interesting that despite the downturn in the overall economy and the struggles that much of us have experienced over the last many months here, that this industry is what I would describe as a mature industry, an industry that is seasoned and has gone through downturns like this over the years. And it's an industry that understands that even during economic difficulties, it's never really a time to let down your guard or to stop investing in new products or to pull away from your customers. And there's proof of that here by way of so many manufacturers participating in this show this year and so many of those introducing new products. And I think historically what has occurred when there is an economic downturn like this, that those companies that are investing new products, that are introducing new things, that are keeping their marketing front and or staying in front of their customers, tend to steal market share from those that aren't. And I think that, from the attendee side, the designers, the specifiers, the end users that come to NeoCon really need to do so in order to stay current in their thinking and in order to stay competitive so that, while there are fewer numbers of designers this year than last as a result of layoffs, that those designers that are active in the business really, we see our pre-reg numbers is strong, and they're going to come out here, and they're really have to see what is new so they could remain relevant to their customers.
Okay. So from what you're telling me, just as a quick summary, is that from an exhibitor standpoint and from a new product standpoint, it looks like business as usual. I mean, you've got 700 plus exhibitors. That's what you've had in the past. You've gotten the best of NeoCon, 300 plus entries. That's what you've had in the past. So people are on the manufacturing and supply side. They're coming with as much as they've come with in the past. On the attendee side, how do you know really a week before the show what it's going to be like?
Well, that's a little difficult to predict. We do track our pre-registration really as just as an indicator, and it's never a great indicator because no one is required to pre-register for the show. There's no financial or other incentive to pre-registering, and we know that many people just simply show up and register while they're here on site. But what suspect this year is that there may be slightly fewer attendees, but we think that every company, every design firm that has been attending the show over the years will be represented here. So there may be fewer individuals coming from a particular design firm, but that design firm will still be represented. There'll be ambassadors here from that, from each of those firms that are really here to get their own education on new products and stay current in their thinking. And to they'll have the responsibility, I think, to disseminate that information to those that have stayed back home. But that's what we suspect. We don't have any clear indication of that right now, but that's what has occurred before in other economic downturns that this industry has gone through, and we suspect that this year will be like other downturns in that regard.
I will tell you that I can't echo enough what you're saying about the ability for the companies that are coming to the show, their ability to take market share. I mean, it's like you said, and even in my business, this is, you know, the people who continue to come here and the people who continue to bring their people and have a major presence with new products, they're the ones that will take share from those that said, well, maybe we should cut budgets.
Exactly. It's really so important. And I think that, you know, the way that customers are treated in difficult times oftentimes really reflects back to those companies when times get good. And I think that most of us remember best, you know, when times are bad, and you know the impact that's made on us on those times. And I think that really creates quite an impact on our behavior when things do turn around. You know, there's a lot of evidence of that, and you know, it's a dynamic that I think most of these manufacturers now realize, having been through these downturns in the past, and you know, with this industry having so many companies that have been around for decades and decades.
Yeah. One of the things that I want to make sure that we cover is this year, you know, hey, listen, it's going to, if it's down 20% in attendance, like you say, everybody's going to still be represented. That means we're still going to be, you know, we may have a little bit more elevator time, which is not a bad thing in Chicago at the Merchandise Mart. And there might be a few people there with resumes. But at the same time, all the major firms are going to be represented, and there is work being done out there.
Exactly. And I think even, you know, those people that will be looking for job opportunities, we do, in fact, have a lot of networking opportunities. There's a fellow named Stephen Viscusi who gives a presentation on really the best ways to network for jobs and things of that nature. But if somebody is looking for a job and they do come to NeoCon, they're that much ahead of their competition when they go to find a job, having come to NeoCon, having gone through and gotten their CEU accreditation up to speed and being made aware of all the new products. So I think they are at a competitive advantage in joining a design firm by being able to offer those clients the most current information.
Okay. Well, let's real quick cover some of the things that you're most excited about this year and some things that certainly our listeners should consider going to see.
Well, I think that, you know, one thing is that has occurred in this industry, and I would credit the floor covering industry with really sparking this trend, is the amount of recycled product that you find at NeoCon, and the fact that green products and this green awareness is really now a mainstay in this industry. And I think you've got, you know, a combination of the forward thinkers in the floor covering industry, and that thinking was adopted very early on by the design community, who's been, you know, historically very open-minded to new and good ideas. And that design, the design community was then very effective in communicating those advantages, the benefits of going green, to their clients. So it's really been a trend that's infused this industry throughout each link in the distribution channel. And it really all started with the floor covering industry years ago.
Right.
So, you know, virtually every manufacturer here at NeoCon now has a green story, is incorporating recycled components or materials into their product, or having products that are in some way, shape, or form recyclable.
And actually, the Mart is a LEED certified building, isn't it?
We sure are. We're the first commercial LEED EB existing building, certified building in the country. We're the largest in LEED certified building in the world, and we've done, you know, for those who are familiar with what that effort entails, it was an extensive effort, a lot of recycling, changing the ways in which we've done our things, and also carrying forth many of the things we were doing for decades here before it was in vogue to do so. And there's been a nice trickle-down with all of this. We now have, I think it's 7 or 8 showrooms that are now LEED certified, and it's so much easier now for manufacturers to get LEED certified because we are. So there's a certain amount of points that are allocated to their LEED certification as a result or a function of being located in a LEED certified building. And I would also say that the floor covering companies really took a lead in that regard as well, and have paved the way in those LEED certified showrooms.
Yeah. Well, are there any keynote speakers?
Yeah, there are some great keynotes this year. We've got 3 major keynote speakers, Daniel Pink, Paola Antonelli, and Sean Sullivan, one each day. And then we've got some lunchtime programs as well. This year there are more seminars than we've ever introduced at NeoCon. We have about 125 seminars. There are about 175 speakers coming in from all over the world, and this is a terrific way for designers to get their CEU certification up to speed. It's a very low-cost, effective way to get that all taken care of at the show here, but the topics are broad-ranging and deal with every aspect of design, every facility type. There's green program, there's healthcare seminars, hospitality seminars, and anything you could imagine. So some are very tactical, some are very broad-minded in their presentation and very strategic, so there's really something for everybody. We've got Student Day on Wednesday. In fact, our student pre-registration numbers are significantly higher than they were last year. We have about 2,000 students coming in.
All right, and one last question. If somebody's just interested in actually seeing the lineup of all the seminars and keynotes, that's probably available at the website, right?
Exactly, and you can go to www.neocon.com, mm-hmm. and you could see our full brochure. It's never too late to register. It's a free show to attend. We try to make it very easy for people to get here.
All right, Mark, I appreciate you spending time with us. Been talking to Mark Falanga about the NeoCon show. He's Senior VP with the Merchandise Mark, who puts on the NeoCon show, and it starts Monday mornings. Mark, thanks for being with us. You've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.